Republican Representative Bonnie Ladwig says health savings accounts are the future. She predicts HSAs will eventually eclipse or replace the current employer-based system.
I think you're going to see eventually that you won't have the traditional insurance, that 15 years from now it's going to be health savings accounts.
Money from those accounts would be used to pay for everyday medical expenses like prescriptions, eye care, and dental work. More serious injuries or illness would be covered by high deductible insurance with lower premiums. Ladwig says the expectation is that consumers would be less likely to make unneeded trips to the doctor if they're paying the bill instead of their employer.
For instance, you might have a runny nose, you might have an earache on a weekend. If you're paying for it out of your health savings account, are you going to go to the emergency room, or maybe you might just buy something over the counter and go to the doctor on Monday? And that, of course, would save a lot of money.
However, it would cost the state an estimated $42 million in lost tax revenue over 8 years. The Wisconsin State AFL-CIO says that money would have to be made up somehow, probably through fees or service cuts. And labor union officials say health savings accounts are likely to benefit only the healthy and the wealthy. Critics say poor people don't have extra income to put into a health account. Those who do may avoid routine preventive care to avoid depleting their stash of tax-deductible medical money. The AFL-CIO has proposed a form of universal health care coverage, which union leaders say is a better way to address the health care crisis. Ladwig says that kind of care is impersonal and sometimes inadequate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.